Thank God for the touch He has and tug on our hearts. Help us know that, you know, even when we haven't been able to draw nigh to Him like we'd like to, as far as gathering together in fellowship, and we need this. We've got to have this in the last days in which we live. Amen. God even told us that it'd be important to come together to encourage and uplift and edify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts and our lives. And boy, I thank God that He does that. He does it in a good fashion, just touching our hearts and giving us the ministry of His Word and planting it in our hearts that we wouldn't sin against Him. But He gives us the ammunition to stay in the good fight of faith and pursue the happiness of the Lord. Amen. The goodness of the holy God as we realize that we're not much within ourselves, but praise God, there's something in us through the Holy Ghost of God that makes a difference. It comes in and takes up His abode in our heart and starts taking us in a direction, giving us the help and the hope that we need. It kind of gives us the hope that old Stephen had. I was thinking as she was singing that, a lot of times we get out there and get all by ourselves. And we think, well, you know, there's nobody there with us and we're all alone and there's nobody to help us, Brother Kevin. But I want to say today that God in His providence, He's told us that there's somebody there. Hey, somebody to help us. Hey, somebody that cares about us. Hey, somebody that's going to be there with us. Old Stephen could have got bewildered and he could have gave up and he could have given in. But old Stephen didn't, amen. He was a man of God. He was called to God. He was touched to God. He was learned of God. Have you ever thought about old Stephen? Have you ever thought about how he took a stand, the kind of stand that he took? It was because there was God inside him. When the Jews would begin to question him and they was doubting him about where all he stood for was coming from, what did he do? Did he begin to give them his ideals and his opinions? No, brother, you know what? He took them to the Word of God. He took them back to the back and he began to walk them through the Word of God from Genesis, praise God, through the time of the coming out of the Jew, coming out of Egypt. Old Stephen, praise God, had it hidden in his heart that he might not sin against God. And he stood up as a man of God and he brought the Word of God to those people. And I want to say, listen, they did. Hey, I don't know why we're going this way, but it's all right. I'm just minding the Lord this morning. He's a touching my heart. I hope He's a touching yours. But old Stephen stood up. Praise God. They said, hey, we don't want to hear it. There's a lot of folks around us today, our families included. They say, listen, just be quiet. I don't want to hear it. I know all about that. I won't say they don't know nothing about it. If they knew about it, praise God, they'd want to be in the middle of it like we are this morning, seeing the power and the hand of an almighty God moving like it's never moved before. I say moving like it's never moved before. You say, preacher, how can you say that? Because we're in the belly of the molly grub. But praise God, there's a God of heaven that's still reaching down further than we can reach up, getting a hold of us, praise God, and lifting us out, praise God, bringing us up, saying, bring us out so we can shout and praise His name. Amen. Praise God. I was thinking, sitting there, boy, we ought to be like old Stephen. Amen. He didn't take thought for it. He didn't take thought for himself. You know the reason we won't say nothing? Because we're afraid of what somebody might think. Amen. What's the worst thing they can do? Kill you? Amen. An old preacher said, pray God, you're threatening me with heaven. Amen. That's the worst thing they do. If you're a child of God, praise God, that's a promotion. Amen. They ain't going to kill you. The most thing they'll do is run away from you. Amen. Might say a few words to you to try to discourage you. That's what the world does, by the way. The devil is the ultimate discourager. He wants to keep you discouraged. If he can keep you discouraged, he can keep you quiet. Amen. That's why God says we're supposed to come together and to edify each other. Amen. When Brother Jeff gets up there and gets to praise, you know how good God, how God's touching, we ought to get tears in our eyes. We ought to raise and say, glory to God. I know what He's talking about. Amen. Thank God, Brother Jeff, I was there when He touched you. Praise the Lord. I knew the situation. I know where we was at. I know what God they do, Brother Junior. Amen. He's able to reach down and touch our heart, touch our lives, physically, spiritually, financially. God Almighty is able, praise God. Amen. Bless His holy name. Amen. Or just shout praise God whether we want to or not. Amen. You get to shout and praise God. The want to's to come. Amen. You pray, I don't feel like it. Praise God. Just shout and praise God. The feeling to come. Most of us this morning got here, we didn't feel like praising the Lord. But boy, I tell you what, I feel nice in my soul, praise God. I feel like shouting and praising, giving God some glory. Giving God some praise, praise God. He's been good to us. Amen. He's touched our heart, old Stephen. He stood up, he began to give them the word of God. He began to march them through the praise God. He began to paint them a picture. Amen. They say a picture's worth a thousand words. Amen. Hey, only way I'm not very smart. I know it. You know that. I have to beg God. I say, God, please paint me a picture and help me to paint a picture that people can see it. Put it on the bottom shelf so we can all the little young'uns can get it. Amen. You know what tore those Jews up so bad when Stephen began to preach the gospel? That's what he did. Amen. He began to preach the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. He began to preach about the promise from Genesis to Revelation. He began to preach about a Savior that came, how He was rebuked and killed, hung on a cross and died for the sins of the world. How He got up, praise God, victorious. I can see old Stephen now, praise the Lord. He began to tell that from his heart, from an attitude of love, praise God. He began to tell about the Lord Jesus Christ and what He done, amen, for him. Amen. Bible said old Stephen was full of Holy Ghost. Amen. Now that word, I've studied that word full there means that he was running over. Amen. Praise God. I like it when it gets running over. Hey, when something's running over, it's hard to contain. Amen. He got to run. He got to preach. He got to talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you sorry rascals killed him and put him to death. But praise God, you couldn't keep him dead. Amen. He got to running over all over the place. All those people gathered around there. Hey, they got to squirming and a wiggling like a worm in a frying pan. Amen. We need some more of that today. I want to say at the house of God, sometimes, amen, it ain't always, shouldn't always be a comfortable place. It ought to be a place of love and concern and compassion. It ought to be a place where we love each other and treat each other right. Encourage each other. But pray God, the Word of God will not always be pacifying to everybody. Amen. Sometimes the Word of God will upset you. Amen. Am I preaching to the choir? Amen. Sometimes the Word of God will upset you because it tells you where you are. We don't like it when God reveals that He knows where we're at. Amen. He does. He knows where we're at. And Stephen got to preach in the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and His resurrection, and conviction set in. Amen. The Bible said they were pricked in their hearts. Amen. But this old fella, he was there all by himself. Nobody around. There was nobody to help him. He never backed up. He never quit. He never went. He never let up. They said, boy, what do you got to say for yourself? He said, let me tell you what Jesus said. Amen. He said He loved you and He come to save you. He come to die for you. He come to bring you out. He come to deliver you, praise God. Just like He delivered you from the Egyptians. Just like He delivered you through the sea. Just like He delivered you through the wilderness. Praise God, He's here to bring you out of the wilderness now, praise God, and deliver you unto God Almighty. Never backed up and never quit. Amen. We get disgruntled, we'll get beat down, we'll get discouraged, and if we ain't careful, we'll just throw up our hands and say, well, what's the use? I want to say souls weighed found in the balances that need to be saved. These brothers and sisters, mamas and daddies, amen, that need to be saved before it's eternally too late. They need the Lord Jesus Christ, and they need Him now. Amen. Why? Because we need that help. We need that help. I need that help. You need help. They need that help right now in the day and hour that we live. They need to realize, they need to recognize that there's a God of heaven who loves them. I got a phone call early yesterday morning, about 7:30. A fellow, he don't go to church here. He called and said, preacher! He's tore all to pieces when I answered the phone. He went to crying. He said, I'm having a struggle. I'm having a time. I need some help. And I said, "What's the matter, son?" He said, "Hey, listen," said, "it just seemed like the more I tried. And he said, "it seemed like God ain't a hearing me." I said, "That's a lie. The devil don't listen to him. God Almighty hears you. He loves you. He's there to help you. You just have to believe in him. You got to have faith in him. You got to trust in him. You just look to him, praise God. Take your eyes off the circumstances and trust the Lord." Amen. He said, "Well, it just seems so hard. The more I try, the more it seems like God don't hear me." I said, "God hears you every day. There's not a thought that runs through your mind that God don't know about." Amen. Scary, ain't it? But he was all tore up. He was all beside himself. Amen. He said, "I just don't know what to do." I said, "Son, there's only one thing to do." He said, "I read the Bible and it seems like the Bible's contradicting itself in places." I said, "There's no contradiction in the Bible. The Bible is true and it's absolute without error from the beginning to the end." I said, "If there's any error in it, it's in me and you. It's not in that blessed old book. It's not in this blessed old King James Bible. It's the Word of God. It's truth absolutely. And we can take it to the bank. We can believe in it, trust it, line upon line, precept upon precept. It is true. Praise God, that'll take us from here to yonder for the glory of God." He said, "Well, preacher, what do I do?" I said, "Son, let me just tell you what you got to do. Forget all that thing. Forget all the doubt. Put all the doubt behind you. The only thing that you have to remember, the only thing, church, that we have to do is the same thing that Brother Stephen done, forgetting the things of the past and press on to the mark and set before us, trusting in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, praise God. Amen. To say, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that he came and born. Amen. That, praise God, to be the perfect perpetuation of my sins and your sins. He died on the cross of Calvary after taking my beating and your beating. He didn't deserve a stripe at all, but he took our stripes so that we might be healed, amen, from the sin sickness of this world, and we might rise up, praise God, victorious over death and the grave. Amen. I said, what we have to do today is trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, "Lord Jesus, amen, I don't understand." I told him, I said, "Son, I'll just be honest with you. There's a whole lot in this blessed old book that I don't understand. There's a whole lot that I can't comprehend. Amen. But because I can't comprehend it, don't mean it ain't the Word of God. Amen. Hey, listen, God is way above my understanding, praise God. But I want to say he is God Almighty, and I believe it the very fiber of my being." And I said, "What you have to do, what I have to do, what we have to do is just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put our faith and our trust in him, that he has the delivering power to deliver us from all this mess." He said, "Seems like every time I get to going good, and he's not doing good. He's got a lot of health issues. He's got a problem issues. He really literally doesn't have anybody to help him. He's in a sad situation." But I said, "Don't let that get a hold of you. Don't let that hold you down. Remember, praise God, no matter where you are, Jesus Christ himself, through the Holy Ghost of God, is with you. What you got to do is, same thing I've got to do, is put our faith and trust in him to believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." Ron said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." Amen. That word "shalt be saved," it means to be delivered out of every circumstance. Somebody jump up and shout. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That means to be delivered. Does anybody in here know what deliverance is? You don't have to watch the movie to know what that is. Amen. Anybody out here know what deliverance is? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Thou shalt be delivered. Thou shalt be saved. Thou'll be brought out, praise God. Brought above all the circumstances, praise the Lord, that we have to face in this world. You say, "Preacher, who's got the answers?" Jesus does. Bible says in the volume of the book is written of me, of him, of Christ. It's in the volume of the book. In the volume of this book, it's written of him. Amen. They got Stephen. They got him off by himself. They thought they'd persecute and put him down. Amen. They thought they would belittle him. They thought he'd give up. They thought he'd give in. But Stephen didn't quit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't no place to quit, is there? Miss G, have you ever found a place to quit? Amen. She's been in this thing a while. Amen. I ain't going to say how long. I tell her age. She's been in it a while. Praise God. Amen. She ain't quit. Ain't backed up. Ain't let up. Amen. Brother Bill's out here in the park. He's been in this thing a while too. Praise God. He ain't quit. Ain't backed up. Miss Joyce, praise God. Amen. We're just pressing over because Christ. Hey, I don't know about you. I'm getting a little more excited the closer I get. I believe old Stephen got to preaching. And he got to talk, he got to tell them, praise God, about how their sinfulness had killed the Lord Jesus Christ and crucified and put him to death. Because of their unsuccessful, because they wouldn't separate themselves from the ideology of this world. Amen. That they would be separate. God calls us to be a separate people, by the way. Our ideals and ideology oughtn't to fit in with the world. If it is, we're off track somewhere. And not just a little bit. Amen. But praise God, God Almighty's moved upon her hearts. He's touching me. He said, hey, listen. They said, hey, listen, what you're doing, you need to redesign. You need to kind of make it a little more receptive to everybody. Amen. Need a little more modern preaching. We know homosexuality is wrong, but no, God says it's an abomination. It makes him sick. Amen. You say, we hate homosexuals? No, I love homosexuals. Amen. But I hate the sin because God does. Amen. They're like that because of sin. Amen. There's a whole message in that. Praise God. I've been thinking. I've been looking and studying. Look, read and study the book of Romans. First Romans chapter 1. Amen. God hates that filthy mess. It's the overthrow of a society. When we begin to accept things, praise God, that's wrong. Stephen stood up and he said, no, wait a minute, young'uns. I've got to cut in right there. It's wrong, praise God. What God says is true and what you say is a lie. Amen. Praise the Lord. God, let God be true. Bible says, and every man a liar. Now, what does that mean? Brother Judy, it means if it don't line up what God says, it's wrong. Amen. It's a lie. The lies are of the devil. Amen. God don't tell lies. God can't lie. He's immutable. Means he can't lie. He can't change his mind. He doesn't tell a mistruth. He never commits an error. Amen. In order to say that you were born like that is to say God made a mistake. I want to tell you, friend, praise God, we make mistakes, but God don't. Amen. I make a lot of mistakes. I come short every day. Amen. You say, preacher, I wouldn't say that, praise God. I can because I do. Amen. Truth. Bible said truth will make you free. Amen. Praise God. But I realize my shortcomings. See, Stephen realized his shortcomings. He said, hey, praise God, it's not something. But he said, what is in me, praise God, I've got to tell you about. And what's in me is the Holy Ghost of God through Jesus Christ, my Savior. Said he went to the Father and he prayed to the Father and he sent the Holy Ghost to me. And said, I'm so full, I've run over, I got to tell you about it. Let me just turn to that right quick. I just want to leave one verse here I want to share with you. Amen. Bible says in verse 57 of Acts 7, he said, then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord. Cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the young man's feet whose name was Saul. Now watch this. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Amen. Oh, Stephen, never give in, never compromise. And they fell upon him. Anybody ever laid hands on you for the cause of Christ? I've had several threaten it. Amen. But I've never had anybody actually lay. I think they was afraid to, Brother Junior. Amen. Because in the heart of heart, men know the truth. Amen. They know the truth. When they hear it, they know the truth as it comes from God. Praise God. God made us human beings with a soul and a consciousness, praise God, that He can feed that we might know Him. Boy, we ought to be afraid. We ought to be afraid of God Almighty because of what? Because He knows us and that we know Him. Amen. He said we ought to fear Him. We ought to have a reverent fear of Him, a respect for God Almighty. A reverent respect. What's wrong with the world today? We don't even have respect for one another, much less God. But you know what? If we ever get a respect for God, we'll have a respect for each other. That's why Stephen could preach the gospel to him. He'd give him the word of God. And when it was all said and done, he stood up before God, amen, and prayed God as they was a stone in him. The Bible says, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God. Now you just picture this morning. I want you to see this. This man has stood by himself. There was nobody around him, and he never expected nobody to come to his rescue. Hello? As Stephen was preaching the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, he never expected anyone to come to his rescue. He knew it was him and God against the mob. Amen? I want to tell you, sometimes, youngins, it'll be you and God against the mob. It'll be you and God against those people you work with. It'll be you and God against those people that you meet down at the supermarket. It'll be you and God against your family when you gather together for meetings or for birthdays or anniversaries or whatever it might be. It'll be you and God that'll be in the midst. Amen. Praise God. We just got to stand up. Bible says, as they stoned Stephen. Amen. They didn't want to hear him, so they got picked up the stones and they began to hurl them stones at him. Amen. As they began to bounce off his body, began to bounce off his head and his skull, began to bounce off his face and his ears. Can you just imagine the pain that he was enduring, the suffering that he had? And I want to say, praise God. He kept his focus on God Almighty. He kept his eyes upon the Lord. Amen, praise God. And what they did, they took them stones and they began to rock Stephen. And they rocked him to sleep, calling upon the Lord. Amen. Yeah, hey, what's God trying to tell us in this? He said, even as they stoned him to death for preaching the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, there was a deep settled peace in his heart. Amen. I said this, that to say this. We go through a lot of obstacles. We go through heartache and hurt. We go through sickness and sometimes even death, things that we have to face in this life. And it's just like the old world, and the devil's just a rocking us all the time. At them rocks, they're hitting us and they're bouncing and they hurt. Amen. But told Stephen, give us an example here. He said, as they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Amen. As they stoned Stephen, he's crying up to the Lord. Amen. Even as them rocks was pelting him, as they was hitting him and they was bouncing off, and that mob was running and getting some more, as they seen them little pebbles, them little stones wasn't doing the job, I can see maybe some of them say, hey, we need some bigger rocks. I want to say, there's a world out there that don't like you. They don't like me. They don't like what we stand for, and they're going to pelt us with stones. And when the stones don't work, they're going to pelt us with rocks. And when the rocks don't work, they're going to carry over some bones. But praise God, what we got to do, youngins, is just keep our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Just keep calling out to Him. Put our faith and trust in Him. Praise the Lord. And to call upon the Lord as He said, until the glorious day that He calls our spirit away. Amen. One day He'll take us out of all this. Talked to a fellow the other day, had a whole lot of sickness. Been sick for a while. As I talked to him, he said, preacher, said it just gets so hard, just being sick all the time. Amen. But I said, praise God, one day, I said, you love the Lord. And he had told me he'd love the Lord. He'd been saved, he loved the Lord. And boy, he's looking forward to glorious day when he'd be with the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, son, just imagine. Praise God. You know, sometimes we say, well, this is as bad as it gets, but if it's a lost person, that's not so. Hello? A lost person, praise God, if they're sick and anguish, amen, it could get worse. Amen. Now, and maybe never get any better. But praise God, I told him, I said, listen, just say, I know your heart and I know you've been through some things. I know you're going through things. But praise God, one day in a little while, there'll be deliverance from the throne of grace. I said, just keep looking up every day. Just keep praising the Lord, magnifying His blessed name. He said, preacher, I do that every day. He said, that's the only way I get through. Amen. And he got to confessing something to him. He had a testimony. I don't think he even realized he had it. He said, sometimes three or four times a day, he said, I get the hurts, I get the, it's such a situation, such a fix in this old body. He said, I just get to shut my eyes. I just get to say, Lord Jesus, I love you and I thank you. And Lord, I know you're here. He said, all of a sudden, he said, it's like a peace comes in my heart. He said, the pain, the sickness, the things is still there, but there's something that's overshadowing that. I said, praise God. Son, I tell you, you've got a testimony. You ought to be telling everybody you see that the pain, praise God, and the anguish that you're going through, you'll have to go through till you go out of here. But there's a God of heaven that's there with you through it. Amen. I said, you ought to just tell it, be telling it everywhere you go, Brother Kevin. Amen. Say, just shut your eyes. Just say, Lord, Miss Jesus had it right. Said, when darkness is coming in and overshadowing, amen, just shut your eyes and just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise God. The Bible says that darkness has to flee. Amen. What happens? Like it did for Stephen here, a little ray of light comes in. See, Stephen was they were stoning Stephen, calling upon the Lord. Said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And we said this, he fell asleep. See, old Stephen's looking down and he saw the Lord stand up at the right hand of the Father. Amen. One day in a little while when God says, that's enough. Let me just say this. Let me stop right here and slow down just enough to say this. One day, God Almighty will say, son, that's enough. Amen. That's enough. Go and get them. Bring them out of that. To my glory. For my glory. Into my presence. Amen. Stephen kneeling there looked up and saw Jesus standing. Praise God. He was sitting at the right hand of the Father. But Jesus, as the Stephen being the first martyr, Jesus Christ himself stood up, praise God, and said, hey, listen, you're going to be all right, son. In a minute, you'll be with me. Amen. In a moment in time, Brother Ralph says, good morning. Good morning. But in a moment in time, we'll all be saying good morning on the other side of glory. Hey, this old anguish day, praise God, that we're living in will be a thing of the past. And we'll be in the present. You believe that this morning? Do you believe that? Do you believe that's Bible? Or am I just an old fool? I believe that with all my heart, Brother Jeff. Praise God. One day in a little while, God's going to call me out of here. I'm going to go be at the presence of the Lord to ever be in that endless day. Amen. Praise God. I'm just going to be able to say good morning. Praise God. About 1,000 years, me and Brother Junior are passed down there on the shores of Engedi where we've been catching them big old sea bass like in the Mediterranean. Amen. Maybe the Lord sitting there beside us wetting the hook. Amen. Praise God. We'll pass one another and look at each other and say, well, good morning, brother. Amen. Why? Because that's a blessed hope we have. Stephen had a hope. Praise God. That was out of this world. Amen. If we could preach anything this morning, praise God, it would be a hope that's out of this world. Amen. He didn't get caught up, didn't get bogged down. He didn't slow down. He didn't look back. Praise God. He just kept pressing on toward the crown of glory. Lord Jesus Christ, his Savior. Amen. He had a destination. And he wasn't going to let no long-nosed Pharisee, praise God, slow him down or deter him. Amen. He kept preaching the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, till Jesus snatched him out of here. You say, well, they stoned him to death. They killed him, praise God. No, Lord Jesus Christ, amen, just reached down and snatched him out of this world. Took him home to be with him. Praise God. The Bible said he died. No, the Bible said he fell asleep. Amen. Hey, listen, there's a big difference between dying and falling asleep. Amen. One day, praise God, we're gonna go. You say, well, preacher, we're all gonna die. No, I praise God. One day we're just all gonna go fall asleep. And we're gonna wake up in glory. One breath. You ever think how quick that is? One breath goes out and another breath comes in. Ain't no telling how many times I've breathed since I've been here. Amen. In a thought, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. One breath. We'll take our last one here and draw our next one there. You say, preacher, you believe? I believe that with all my heart. And we'll be in the presence of the Lord, just like old Stephen. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He called him up to himself. He brought him out of this old world, praise God, and took him to be with him where he was. See, when book of Acts 7 was written, Jesus had done died and risen again. He had done ascended. Acts chapter 1, he had done ascended back to the Father to sit on the right hand of glory. Amen. That's where he was sitting when Stephen was telling about it. He was telling, it wasn't Stephen's story, by the way. It was the story of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The story that Christ, the Lord, had to tell. Amen. It ought to be told, it ought to be told all over this world. How Jesus come and died for the sins of the world and rose again victorious over death and grave. Praise God. If we keep our eyes on Lord Jesus Christ, that prize ahead, and we can be just like old Stephen, we can finish well, of course. It don't matter how many rocks the world throws at us, don't matter how many times people abuse us, we can just keep our focus upon the Lord and keep pressing on, praise God, because one day in a little while, we'll graduate from this old place and go to a place that's far better, a place that's eternal. The Bible says it's eternal in the heavens. Amen. That said, Abraham looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. Wasn't satisfied. Amen. Old Lot looked to the well-watered plains of Sodom and Gomorrah, and he headed that way. I guess they had a pretty nice little old city over there. Looked like a pretty friendly little place. And old Lot headed over that way, but old Abraham, he wasn't satisfied. He wasn't satisfied with the cities, the cities of this world, praise God. But he was looking for a city, a specific city, whose builder and maker is God. He said, that's where I want to dwell. Amen. Praise God. Because he was looking for the right place. Stephen kept his eyes upon the Lord. He was looking in the right place. And as they rocked him to sleep, praise God, the Lord stood up and he said, son, he said, just come on home. Amen. Just come on home. It's all right. Praise God. The Lord say one day, He'll say, hey, listen, you know what? I've got you. I've got you. Amen. Praise God. As we was thinking about that song, it's all right. It's all right. Through the storms, He'll give you light. Because He's all right.